Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
In Philadelphia, there's a lot of things going on.
Boy.
I feel like there's always things going on in Philadelphia.
Have you seen the AJ Brown stream stuff from today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He said, if you got me in fantasy, get rid of me.
Yeah.
I think he also said, did he also say that the, I forgot what he said about the offense, but it was not obviously good.
I don't remember what he said about the offense, but I don't know. I feel like every day I'm confronted online with people talking about streamers, and I have just like no idea who these human beings are.
Yeah. Who
no idea, dudes, but people talk about, I'm like, I should know. And I have no freaking clue who any of these people are. Look, they don't know who I am, so it's fine. But,
yeah.
Right. Whoever the streamer is asking AJ Brown, like, are you good, bro? How you doing? He's like, he goes, no. He said, no. And the guy's asking him really about like his mentals. And he's like, oh, no. He's like, my family's great. Everything's great. Everything else? No, not doing well. And he's like, where have you been? He says, where have you been? I mean, so obviously AJ Brown still very unhappy with his situation.
Oh my gosh. Not good. It feels like this team has moved on from AJ Brown and that now it is Devontae Smith's team. He's been very productive, obviously, the last few weeks here in Philadelphia, but I don't know. What do you make of that AJ Brown, they've kind of sort of, my sentiment here that Philadelphia has, I think, moved on mentally from AJ Brown, and that they're just like, you know what, let's just get Devontae Smith going. Forget about AJ. If he's there, he's there. If not, we're not worried about it. We're just going to, again, try to pump up Devontae Smith.
Yeah. AJ Brown, sacrificial X receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles. Even Nick Sirianni talked about, I believe, after the game, or it might have been on a press conference the following day, you know, asked about, of course, why did AJ Brown not get any targets until this point of the game, whatever. And he goes, well, you know, the defensive looks that he's getting, and, you know, that allowed us to open things up on the other side, which is not a lie. AJ Brown still does get some extra defensive attention because of his name. And because, look, we've seen even in games this year, him still be able to put up monster performances. That game against the Vikings where, he broke free down in the secondary, made a couple of really big plays there. So it's not as if he's and I've said all season that he's a player that clearly doesn't look like himself. And that has no. not changed over the course of the season. So I think, I mean, he's had better moments. It hasn't looked as bad as early in the year, but it's not been a consistently good season for AJ Brown. He does not look close to the player he was at his peak. And I don't know if that is because of, he obviously hates his situation right now. I think we can stop speculating that. We can just say, yeah, he's clearly not happy. He told whoever that streamer was that he wasn't happy. And, or is he declined physically because of all these lower body injuries, as we have speculated at times this year. I don't know. We don't know, but we know the product on the field is not close to what we've thought with that AJ Brown normal season should be. But the flip side of that is that DeVonta Smith is having an incredible year. And DeVonta Smith is the more productive Eagles wide receiver dating back to about mid-November of last year. Despite A.J. Brown having more targets, including the playoff run, despite A.J. Brown having more targets than DeVonta Smith from mid-November on to through the playoffs to our current point here in week 10 of the NFL season, he has more targets. DeVonta Smith has more catches, yards, over 2.2 yards per route run. AJ Brown is at like 1.9. So it's not as if Brown has been terrible during all of that stretch, but Smith has been better. I think he looks way better on film this year. And he looks like a guy who's climbing into top 10 NFL receiver status. He's playing at that level to me right now. And AJ Brown is a guy I would have said is a top 10 receiver heading into the year. And at this point, he's not playing that way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I think what confuses me about AJ is the usage, right? Like the more that he has sunk into a shell, the more that they are just sticking him on the outside and asking him to win one-on-one. Like to me, I don't really understand that. Let me just break this down for y'all. In 2022, he played 67% of his snaps lined up out wide. In 2023, that climbs to 70. In 2024, that climbs to 75. This year in 2025, it has climbed all the way up to 83% lining up outside as an outside wide receiver. Matt, obviously he is a big-bodied, athletic guy. He can win down the sideline. You know, you want him primarily in an outside X role just because he is that dude. And quite frankly, there's just not that many guys like AJ Brown roaming the NFL. I get it. But 83% lined up outside for AJ Brown, that seems, I don't know, man. Like that seems like criminal mismanagement to me, to be honest with you. He is a player that I think needs to get some layup looks. How do we not get this guy activated from the slot? And forget about layup looks forget about the layup looks. He hasn't been getting a lot of those, but even from the slot, can we just get him working an over route? Can we get this guy working like, you know, shoot, I mean, even like a speed slot roll where you're running down the seam, you know, just a simple, just go down there and just go get it from the seams. Like, I don't understand the usage for AJ Brown. And if they're trying to get this guy activated, they're doing a very poor job in doing that here in 2025.
Yeah, sometimes maybe we need to ask ourselves, why was the X sacrificed? You know, if he's in the sacrificial X world, why is he doing that? And could it be just, again, because they think it's a better idea to get number six activated, to get Devontae Smith activated? I think that's kind of the question we have to ask ourselves right now. That being said, I don't love the way the Eagles offense is designed. I think losing Kellen Moore has actually proven to be we do this sometimes where it's proven to be huge, because I think Kellen Moore last year from a design perspective did a good bit in the passing game, where the offense is always going to generally remain in the same zip code in terms of what Jalen Hurts wants to do and what he's comfortable with and like leaning into his strengths. But they kind of tweaked things just enough to where, okay, Devontae Smith's going to be playing a lot in the slot. He's going to motion around. There's going to be more of that. And even AJ Brown, he was much more, as you read off there, he was a little bit more outside because Smith was playing more inside, but it was a drastic Now it's a drastic departure this year, where it pretty much is just outside on the line of scrimmage all the time. And generally, if your number one receiver is 80-80 outside on the line of scrimmage, I generally think that you're doing malpractice with your number one wide receiver. I think that's bad management of your team. But maybe they just don't think he's the best wide receiver on the team anymore. Maybe they think it's Devontae Smith. And that's what my eyeballs are telling me. So I think that would maybe be the justification for it, but certainly does seem like they will need bigger AJ Brown games if they want to go where they want to go. Cause otherwise, yeah. Why didn't you, if this has been percolating, you know, in the background for a while, why did you not move him at the deadline? I know that, I'm sure there's financial implications, but you can always work around that stuff. I don't know. So to me, it's just something to monitor the rest of the year, because clearly he made it known today. He's not happy with what he is doing from a production standpoint.
When you look at the route percentage from 2024 on, if you go to the website receptionperception.com and you look at AJ Brown's route percentage from 2024, Matt, I mean, he had a lot of these inbreakers, right? Like 13% route participation on the dig route. 14% on the curl, 22% slant route participation. I don't know what the numbers are going to look like in 2025, but I guarantee you that is not what we're looking at here this year. I don't see, on a route by route basis, I don't see AJ Brown running a lot of these in breaking routes. I think, and I'm just curious. I'm so curious to see what this ends up.
What did you say,
like,
the route man, percentage? To say that again.
So 13% dig, 14% curl, and 22% slant. So again, more than half of his routes were in.
What about the nine route?
And 17%.
Okay, so slant route down, nine route up. Just for the games I've charted this year, dig route actually pretty significantly up, but just when I've watched them, they're like deeper digs from the perimeter, which by the way, he's not really separating well on any of these routes that I've read off so far. That I think that to me is still the biggest problem, is that I don't think he's getting open to the point where he's really commanding targets. And I think that's been part of the problem. That's been the biggest part of the problem. And again, is that because he's pissed? Is that because he's not happy? Is that because of the buildup of injuries and he's not the same player? I just know when I watch him, he's definitely not the same player. But you're right that the route tree is very, very a little bit more straight lined than we're used to seeing with him.
I'm just confused by the deployment. And I think really honestly that the Philadelphia Eagles have kind of sort of painted themselves into this corner. Honestly, I just don't know if they have anyone to blame but themselves here. I think AJ Brown, I'm you know what? I'm team AJ Brown. Let me just go ahead and say that. I'm team AJ Brown. I think that they're misusing him. They've miscast him and he just misses the old system. I think he just wants to play in Kellen Moore's system. Again, I don't think he likes the system that they've got him in this year. And I think rightfully so. And I think rightfully so. By the way, you know the culture there in Philadelphia must not be that. They have another player retire midseason, Matt. I mean, I know Jair is a very volatile player in and of himself. But don't you find that strange that Za'Darius Smith and Jair Alexander both retired midseason from this Eagles unit? Like, that seems... I mean, again, I know Jair's very volatile player, man. But, like, what? They both just decided to just say, I'm good. I'm out. I don't want to play. And I don't want to play for Philadelphia. You know, I'm retiring now. That seems strange.
Yeah, Alexander obviously started this year with the Ravens, where he was reunited with his college teammate Lamar Jackson, was really excited about that. And then, obviously, he gets traded to the Eagles, and it's like, never mind. I'm just not going to play football. Now, I think both of these guys, probably from a physical standpoint, it's similar with the Amari Cooper got into camp with the Raiders, and he's like, I don't have it anymore. I'm just going to go ahead and retire. And I think that's probably what happened with these guys. But I mean, shoot, just from a culture perspective, you've got one of your best players, one of your most well-known players out here yapping on a stream about how he's not happy. I mean, that's not great from a culture perspective. Good I mean, point. Dude, it just like,
I don't know. That, I don't know what's going on. Phil.
That's where I'm not saying I'm team Eagles on this one, or and opposed to team AJ Brown. I love AJ Brown. AJ Brown's been one of my favorite players in the league for a long time, but
yeah,
I'll tell you what, if I was an Eagles fan, I would be really annoyed that this is still a talking point. And if I was a Eagles player and I'm being, you know, you're going to be asked about this. You're Nick Sirianni. Hey, do you see AJ Brown's stream? And then you got to like, you know, pretend you didn't, or not, like, well, keep that in the building, whatever. Well, he's not keeping it in the building, so I would be kind of right at my wit's end with this whole thing. That's how I would feel.
Let me just put to you this way: like, if it was just AJ Brown, okay, I could see, okay, maybe AJ Brown's just doing the whole diva thing. All right, but then again, you add in some of the other things here, some contextual things, like Jair could have retired with the Baltimore Ravens. He decided not to do that. He got to Philadelphia and decided to retire. Za'Darius Smith was actually somewhat productive, for Philadelphia, and was like, dude, I'm good, man. I'm out this joint. I'm retiring midseason. Like, that's crazy to me. So, again, I'm just – when you put it all kind of sort of in the blender together, man, I don't know, man. I think it is very fair to question what the hell the culture is like in Philadelphia. It's at least fair to question it and to ask that question. I think is very fair. Given all of these contexts.
7-2, tied for the best winning percentage in the NFC. So
that's amazing. That's amazing. They're so damn talented. I don't matter.
I think they kind of have a weird complex with this now, where maybe it's almost like a kink. Like, they get off on, we don't play our best football. And then when it's time to turn it on, we turn it on. They do this sometimes. Yeah, but also then at the same time, I think you mess around with that long enough and then you get blown out in the first round of the playoffs because I just don't think this offense has very many answers right now outside of Devontae Smith, which I think is problematic.
Crazy that they're 7-2. Saquon Barkley's not playing that well. I think Jalen Hurts is not playing that well either. And yet they're 7-2, man. That's pretty impressive. I will also say this as a I just feel like the online hate for Jalen Hurts has gone too far. This guy's a high quality quarterback, and anytime you have a high quality quarterback in the NFL, you're going to win some games, man. And I think that's what we're seeing here in Philadelphia as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.